In Northwest News from KPLU, the Washington State Cougars are the surprise team of the Pac-12 in college football this season. They're already bowl-bound, while their rivals, the Washington Huskies, are still trying to get to that point. KPLU sports commentator Art Teal talks about why both teams are where they are right now. Art, are you surprised at this point in the season that the Cougars have a better record than the Huskies?
I think stunned is a better word. Shocked, maybe. Dumbfounded. And if I were a Cougar fan, delirious. really, being at 6-3 at this point is a remarkable feat. I think only Mike Leach believed that that was possible, because as the head coach of the Cougars, he's always said each year, this is my best team. This is my best team. We all go, yeah, sure, right? After they lost to Portland State at the Big Sky Conference, which is a competitive notch below the Pac-12, everyone thought, well, they're going to have to fire him. And reporters were going through his contract to see what the buyout would be and that sort of thing. And here they are at 6-3, already bowl eligible. They have the minimum 6 games. They'll be in a bowl this year. They got a great passing attack, as they always do. This quarterback, Luke Falk, has been the Pac-12's player of the week 4 times now. And that passing attack is really devastating, because they finally complemented it with a little bit of a running game. So it really balances it out and makes them a little bit unpredictable on offense. And they found 11 guys to play defense, which has been a tough thing for the Cougars to do over the last several years. And so it makes for a very impressive team, and I think fairly formidable. They play at UCLA Saturday night, and I think that is going to be the game of the week.
Well, the Huskies are 4-5 by comparison and still battling for a bowl bid.
Right. The Huskies have to win 2 of the next 3 to become bowl eligible. They play at Arizona State this Saturday. They go to Oregon State next Saturday, and Oregon State's a pretty weak team, so they should win that. So they've got to win 1 among those 2 and then beat the Cougars on November 27th in the Apple Cup. The thing about the Huskies is what I think everybody saw at the beginning of the year. They've got so many freshmen in so many key positions. They're very inconsistent. They have 2 freshmen in the offensive line, a freshman quarterback, a freshman running back. They're all talented. They're all going to be good. But I think this is an issue of delayed gratification for Husky fans. They've got to be patient to let these kids grow into their jobs. And they already have a #1 rated defense. It's amazing that they lost 4 players to the NFL draft and are still #1 in the Pac-12. So that defense is really impressive. And to hold teams under 20 points a game, as they're doing with the spread offenses the way they are these days, that's a remarkable feat. But they're only half good.
Well, it seems like the Apple Cup on November 27th in Seattle will have even more drama than usual.
It looks that way, because the Huskies may need that game to win, which would be fun, because rivalry is rivalry. Yeah, that's all right. But there haven't been any stakes in this rivalry for a while, because both teams have been either mediocre or bad. But this time, I think there's going to be some real aspiration to get a win here. It would be just a great thrill for Cougar fans to say, we're going bowling, and you clowns aren't. It'll be a lot of fun, and I hope there are some stakes for that game.
All right, Art. Thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can find our weekly chats at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.